Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Doug sent me a note and said, Steve, how's the move going? And I said, guess what? Your story that you just sent me will be the number one video, the first video I do from my new location, at least the first topical video. Ford issues three major safety recalls with 40,000 owners affected. Is your model safe? This came from express.co.uk, and this is, of course, being reported in England, but this is addressing America, so our recalls make news over there. Ford has issued a series of major car recalls of 40,000 vehicles across four model ranges affected by a sweep of safety concerns. Luke Chillingsworth wrote the story, and Ford has indeed issued three different safety recalls with risks ranging from cars unable to detect collisions to concerns that a model's roof might just completely fall off. You know, the roof's only got one job. The four models affected are the Expedition, the Navigator, the Mustang, and the Transit Connect. And that is about 42,000 vehicles that are being called back for these repairs. So far, the recalls have only affected the North American market. So these are in the United States and Canada. So for my viewers in Europe, this does not affect you. There's not thought to be any immediate threat to UK models at this time. So they're just making sure you know that. Car repairs will be conducted when parts are made available with all upgrades likely to be offered free of charge. In fact, they are free of charge. Safety recalls in America are governed by NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and the S in NHTSA is safety. And if there's a safety recall, that is something that's mandated by NHTSA that is safety related, they do in fact have to repair it for free of charge. The first safety recall affects two of Ford's brand new models, the new 2020 Expedition and the 2020 Navigator SUV. Vehicles have been recalled after issues were picked up on the car's brand new onboard technology system. Ford says the model is equipped with a defective pre-collision assist safety gear, which means the car may not detect or reduce the impact of frontal collisions. They say this could increase the risk of a crash and possible injury, as this was a key safety design of the car. This recall affected more than 25,000 cars in the United States and over 1,000 in Canada. All affected models were built between 2019 and 2020 at a truck plant based in Kentucky. Ford says they're not aware of any actual crashes or injuries relating to the fault, but repairs would still be offered to drivers. And that's a common thing. They'll actually find these sometimes simply in the process of just doing their work, and they'll recall them before anybody gets hurt. But the point is that someone could get hurt. Updates will include reprogramming parts of the car, including its ABS system and its headlight control monitor. Now, the Mustang, of course, Ford's popular vehicle, also faces a recall of over 10,000 models affected by a simple transmission glitch. And Ford and its transmission glitches, oh boy. The error is related to the duration of a simple warning message and chime used to inform motorists of a vital safety feature. Motorists will receive a warning message to inform them that their vehicle's transmission has not been used in park mode when their engine is turned off. However, Ford says this only shows for 3 seconds, whereas it should be displayed for longer. This can cause a safety risk as motorists may not be aware their car is not secure and they might try to exit their vehicle when they shouldn't. Leaving cars without making it safe could cause the vehicle to move unintentionally, as they say, which could cause harm to other users and pedestrians and, of course, you as you get out of your vehicle. Hate to get run over by your own vehicle. And we've talked about that before. It's happened recently in the news. Plus, over 5,000 large Transit Connect models have been issued a recall after fears the car's roof could blow away. I've never seen something like this before. I've heard some of the craziest recalls. Ford says a model's roof may have an improper bond, which could result in the part completely separating from the vehicle. And of course, engineers love them, their euphemisms. And a euphemism for something coming apart is separation. Kind of like I did a book on jetpack technology, the idea that you can put something on your back and go flying. And engineers say that if you were up there and the engine stalled, you'd suffer from what they call lift degradation. Lift degradation. That's what happens when you drop something. It falls. No. It's lift degradation. Ford says the model's roof may have an improper bond, which could cause to separate. Under most circumstances, this faulty part will just lead to water leaks first and added wind noise, but it may fall away in severe cases. So you probably would notice the water leaks or the wind noise first, but the problem, of course, is if the day it you know, starts to separate, you're on a long drive and you go, oh, I'll take a look at that when I get to the other end. Your roof on your car might not make it to the end of the trip. So Ford says they're not aware of any injuries caused by the damage, but they confirm the technicians, again, will reinstall the parts on any affected models. The Express.co.uk has contacted Ford for an update on models based in the UK, and they're currently awaiting a response for that. But again, that's 40,000 owners of Ford vehicles, Expeditions, Navigators, and Mustangs, and the Transit Connect could have these problems as described above. And again, two things. One is that if you have one of these vehicles, they should notify you. They've got your information. They'll notify you. You get a thing in the mail. And the thing you'll get in the mail won't be as bad as some of the junk mail you get, meaning that it should draw your attention, but doesn't always. And sometimes it's just a postcard. So some people kind of glance through their mail pretty quickly. You look through your junk mail with about the same attention that you devote to your spam. And so sometimes people will miss these things. So it's good that you hear about it and go, oh, I've got one of these vehicles. But you should watch your mail and you will get notified. They will find you and they'll send you the notice. And the notice is going to say, if you've got one of these vehicles, this time frame, this model, whatever it is, they're going to say, take it to a nearby dealership and probably call them, let them know you're coming, but it will be repaired for free. Occasionally, I hear these nightmare stories where someone says, yeah, I got a notice of a recall, called the dealership, they said, we're waiting for parts. That happens, but you know, this is probably something that can be, these problems are some things that can be fixed pretty easily, but you do have to take it in to get it fixed. And one thing I can tell you is that Carfax and other VinCheck services, in fact, I think there's one called VinCheck, isn't there? Will also trace recalls. So when you go to buy a car and you pull a Carfax or equivalent on it, you look for open recalls. And open recalls, people say, Steve, but if it's an open recall, it doesn't cost me anything. Well, it's going to waste some time of yours to take it in and get it fixed. But also, if there's an open recall in the vehicle and the owner hasn't taken care of it, what else don't they take care of? That's something that's always kind of struck me, is that if you've got an open recall in your car, it's free and you didn't get it taken care of, you might be real busy, sure, but you might also be lazy and you might also not take care of other things with your car because, again, these are safety-related issues, okay? So there you go. Doug, thanks for sending it along. And like I said, this is the first video of substance on a topic that I've shot in this studio. I'm still dialing in a lot of stuff here. I've got some issues. I don't like some of the sound reflections I'm getting. And of course, the background is not complete, but I spent a good part of a day just shuffling knickknacks, gewgaws, whatever you want to call things back and forth. So I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So I will post some more videos from this location. You'll see the background start to change a little bit over time, but I'm done for the day. I'm not moving any more stuff. So there you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Isn't it a bit unnerving that doctors call what they do practice?